Chapter 10.
Those photos could be photoshopped, Ruth said later that day as they sat around Nan's dining room table. I know photos can be photoshopped, but do you really think those were? Nan's picked a brownie off the crystal platter in the center of the table. Rupert doesn't seem savvy enough.
How would he even do that? Helen asked. They look like genuine pictures of France, and there was a newspaper.
Oh, but if he was in on it with the sister, maybe she took the picture and photoshopped Olive into it.
But the sister isn't in Europe because she put that letter in her mailbox, Ida pointed out.
Nan's pressed her lips together, then snapped her fingers.
Wait, today is Monday. Susan could have put that letter in on Saturday. The mailman doesn't come on weekends anymore.
Plenty of time for her to take an overnight flight to Europe and be in Paris in time to get the paper, Lexi said.
Right.
Nan's turned to Ruth.
Ruth, you know the most about this sort of thing. Did it look altered to you?
I didn't get close enough to say for sure, unfortunately.
Ruth picked a lemon square off the tray.
But if I had to guess, I'd say it was altered.
It had to have been. Olive couldn't possibly be in France. We saw her die, Lexi said. Ida picked up a sugar cube with the bird claw tongs, hovered over her coffee, and then dropped it in with a splash.
Maybe that wasn't Olive.
Lexi glanced at the whiteboard.
But you have all that evidence. It all points to Olive being killed.
Only because that was the original assumption. We made the evidence to prove that Rupert would want to kill Olive, but maybe we were wrong all along, Nan said.
No, no, Ruth shook her head. That picture is all part of Rupert's plan. He wants the world to think Olive is still alive, and what better way than to have an actual picture of her? And her being in France would explain why she doesn't show up for the book signing scheduled next week for a new book.
Good point. That would be a clever plan, Lexi said.
At any rate, someone is still dead, and my bet is that Rupert killed them.
Nan stood in front of the whiteboard.
Let's discuss our new clues.
Something really bothers me. Those cash deposits, they might indicate a different motive for the murder, Ruth said.
You mean blackmail? Ida asked.
Yes. What if Olive was blackmailing someone, and that's why she was killed? Ruth suggested.
But Rupert killed Olive. She wouldn't be blackmailing him, would she?
Helen asked.
Ruth shrugged. Maybe, maybe not. But how do we know for sure that Rupert is the killer?
Lexi leaned back in her chair. Ruth had a point. They'd assumed Rupert was the killer because Rupert and Olive lived in the house. Could the killer be someone else?
If it's not Rupert, then why would he Photoshop the pictures to pretend Olive was alive?
Ida asked. Ruth pressed her lips together and nodded at Ida.
Good point. Maybe they aren't photoshopped.
Helen threw her hands up in the air.
So, where does that leave us, then?
A big, fat nowhere, Nan said. The only thing we're sure of is that someone died, and someone else is hiding the body.
Ruth got up and paced the room.
Okay, let's see what we have so far. Someone was killed by someone else inside the Pendleton home. So that means the killer is either one of the Pendletons or someone who has access to the house.
The sister had access to the house, Ida said.
And the assistant. Kingsley said he saw her there quite often, Lexi said.
He said he saw another woman. He thought it might be her assistant or a maid, Ruth said.
It makes sense an assistant would be there.
Probably went there every day or on most days.
Connie Davis, Google her, Ruth, and see what you can find, Nan said.
I'm on it, Ruth replied.
Now, the other things we have.
Nan's took over for Ruth, pacing the room.
Those mysterious cashier's checks, that could indicate blackmail. Or perhaps they were buying property or making a big purchase.
Ruth looked up from her iPad.
I didn't find any record of them buying property.
It's too bad there's no way for us to tap into their bank accounts and see how they are moving money around.
Nan's glanced at Ruth out of the corner of her eye.
Is there, Ruth?
Not legally.
Illegally?
I might know someone, Ruth said. But I think we should track down the other clues first, before we stoop to that.
Right. Jack might not like that.
Nan shot Lexi a look and she nodded.
Whatever it is, I'm pretty sure the sister must be mixed up in it, Helen said. Because either she is in on photoshopping the pictures, or she's in Europe with Olive. And we know Olive was home the day of the murder because Rupert said she was at the house napping. He didn't say she was in Europe, unless, of course, he was lying then, too.
Well, at least this part is the truth.
Ruth tapped the screen of her iPad.
There really was an article about Olive in the Paris paper yesterday, but I can't find any record of her flying out there. My friend Janet gave me travel agent access, and I didn't see her in the database.
Could she be flying under another name? Nance asked. I know celebrities sometimes use a different name in the public database to keep the paparazzi at bay. Their real name is listed officially, of course, but that's only on the internal records. Some of them even have people stand in for them at minor social events.
I hardly think Olive Pendleton rates as a celebrity, Helen said.
You'd be surprised, Nan shrugged. Novelists can be very popular.
If Olive wasn't the one on that plane, then that only supports my theory of the pictures being photoshopped, Ruth said.
Which means the sister is in on it, Helen added. Which supports my theory of an affair, Ida said.
Looks like we only know one thing for sure. Someone was murdered. It could be love or money, an affair or blackmail, Nan said.
Either way, it looks like Rupert Pendleton is hiding something.